and he had this hung from the ceiling, and it had a lot of these racks with the paper on it, and it had a string, and whoever sat at the head of the table would pull that thing, you know, and they would go all along and keep the flies off the table while you were eating. We didn't have any screens in those days, and you just had to protect yourself from the insects until screens came in. But that was quite a thing. I don't know of anybody who ever had that. Everybody. Oh, some people, and I think we might have tried that, had a fly thing that would turn with a, you'd wind it up and it'd go a while, and it had bat wings, little thin wings, you know, and you'd wind it and that would just turn around so you didn't have to do it yourself. I can remember seeing those at different places. I think Papa had one once. But this long table with a lot of people at it, you know, that was quite the thing. He had this thing hung from the ceiling, and somebody would pull it, and it would just go back and forth, you know, and kept the flies off the table. He was always thinking up things to do. Oh, I bet you, did you ever hear of the doorstops in those days were bricks or something, if you had a brick, bricks might not have been stylish then. Anyway, rock covered with cloth, you know. A lot of people would have doorstops made fancy, you know, maybe a doll or something, you know, dressed up. But always had to be a stone to hold the door open, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. But usually, and that after we had bricks, that was quite a thing. And we'd also have bricks covered with pretty material for stack books instead of buying something to hold books. You'd have these bricks covered with cloth and have two bricks, you know, and stand your books between. Another, I don't know, this is not too old. You've heard of the doorstops made out of old catalogs. You've seen those, haven't you?
No.
Well, especially says robot catalog, any catalog you take, and you just take the pages and begin fold them and fold them and fold them and fold them in and in and in. So they're just a perfect round thing. They make a wonderful one, and they're right pretty, too.
Hmm. Tell me about your fireplace, like you did yesterday.
The fireplace is at the house, and at Allenwood, too, were just wonderful. They were made of solid rock. They had been cut out of a quarry. I don't know, that was the ideal hearth for everybody, but everybody couldn't get that. But there was a quarry near Allenwood Farm, and so all of their, not only were their fireplaces made of the solid rock, but the house had three chimneys, and the chimneys were made of field rock. They'd be great big pieces, you know, sometimes a big flat piece, you know, and then crushed up too and just put together with cement. They were not made of brick. They were made of rock. But the house had, I can't remember the upstairs fireplaces. They had to have them upstairs, though. I'm sure. But anyway, all the downstairs fireplaces were big, nice ones with